Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little bit of breaking news here, and we'll be joined by Jim Bodine here coming up momentarily. Former MLB general manager, also does fantastic work for SiriusXM. The Buss family, they are entering an agreement where they are going to sell majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers. This has been evaluated at around $10 billion. They're selling majority ownership of the Lakers for $10 billion. The previous record was 6.1. That is how much the Celtics were sold for. And that was probably a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, that they got sold. I mean, that's by far and away the biggest number in the NBA. No team would come close to that. How many NFL teams do you think we would see sell for more than $10 billion? Certainly the Cowboys. I'm sure there's some other ones. The Steelers, if they were up. I'm sure there's a couple other ones. But $10 billion for ownership of your franchise is an insane number. So the Buss family, no longer in charge. They have sold to Mark Walter. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jim Bodine, former MLB general manager. He also does fantastic work with Sirius. Jim, happy to have you join us today.
Carrington, thanks for having me.
Jim, I was just wondering if you had maybe have $10 billion laying around, maybe me and you could have went in and bought the Lakers.
Well, if I had $10 billion, I would have bought the Lakers. I'm a big Lakers fan, have been my entire life, and I'm glad if the Buss family is going to sell that they're selling to Mark Walter, because he certainly has proved during his ownership of the Dodgers that he knows what he's doing. He's not afraid to spend money. He's not afraid to make bold moves. And that's the kind of owner you want on your sports team. So if the Lakers are going to be sold, they certainly sold it to the right person.
So let's start here with the Royals. We'll kind of start macro, and then we'll kind of dive in a little bit more micro. It feels like not that long ago, sometime around this point last year in the summer, and the Royals' offense wasn't that bad. Bobby Witt was on fire coming out of the All-Star break. Salvi was having a great year. Vinny was playing pretty well pre-injury. Something has changed for this offense to now be ranked 29th. What are you seeing with the Royals' offense that now has them one of the bottom worst offenses in the league?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when you look at the Royals, I think we first have to talk about their pitching, because their pitching is top five out of the 30 teams. And I bring that up because I think it's extremely important to understand that if the Kansas City Royals can get offense, they can still make the playoffs. I know it doesn't look great, but they're only 2.5 games out of the wild card. And a lot of those American League teams are all bunched together. But when you have a top five pitching staff, all you got to do is score four runs a night and you got a shot. So I just want to start with that, because I think that's the most positive news. Now, Bobby Witt is not off to a great start. You know, it's funny, when I was writing an article last week on who belongs in the All-Star game, I was amazed at how many shortstops are having better years than Bobby Witt Jr., right? I still put Bobby Witt Jr. as my starter because he's the best shortstop in baseball. But, you know, for him, you know, on base 33% of the time, 9 homers and 39 RBIs and 38 runs scored. I mean, those are very low numbers for him. You know, I expect him to get hot, and I expect him to be the superstar he is probably the rest of the season. So I'm not worried about him at all. So you look at the offense around him. You know, Jonathan India was supposed to create traffic at the top. He really hasn't lived up to that. He's hitting .243, been on base 32% of the time. Salvador's had a slow start to the year, as we all know, hitting .240. He's had a couple of big home runs recently. Vinny Pasquantino's been up and down, does have 10 homers. I mean, but your big guys haven't lived up to what the expectations are. And I'm not worried about them. It's a slow start. It happens. It does. And if you remember a year ago, on this date, we were talking about how far back the Houston Astros were. And I kept telling people, don't worry, by the trade deadline, they'll be in first place, and they were. I'm not going to say that for the Royals, but I do think that their big guys aren't hitting. Now, that being said, I thought they made the right move bringing up Jack Caglione, but he hasn't done what we expected yet, right? I mean, we're still waiting on his first homer. He's sitting under the Mendoza line. Again, I think the more he plays, the more he gets confidence. He could get hot and all of a sudden start going yard. But when your big boys aren't doing it and you bring up a rookie and out of the gate he gets off to a slow start, that equals struggle bus. So I think what J.J. Piccolo has to do at this point is try to find some more offense in trades and then get their own guys going. And again, I think they will. I think you have too many talented hitters led by Bobby Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, and I do believe in Caglione. And if those guys get going, you know, you're going to start scoring runs. And if you have a top five pitching staff, you can easily go on a run and win 10 out of 13 or 15 out of 20.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Bowden, who is a former general manager. He also does fantastic work with Sirius. Jim, I am curious, as somebody who has done this, when do you start to get kind of worried about the slow start? Because I guess maybe my hesitation is some of the things that you have said, we've kind of said here in Kansas City. We said that in April. We said that in May. We now sit here in the middle of June, and the Royals are 29th in offense. The only team that they've scored more runs than are the Pirates. So you start to wonder, I mean, we're almost at the midway point. We're 8 days away from the midway point of the baseball season, and their offense has been bad. When do you start to worry as a general manager? When do you start to worry of, hey, maybe the offense isn't going to turn itself around?
Well, you know, I look at the team and I say we need more home run power. I mean, we need some of that outside and we need more some of that inside. Because this team doesn't at the long ball. I know Kauffman Stadium's tough to go yard, but you know, you're concerned when your own players aren't living up to their accustomed level. But the Royals aren't the only team that are dealing with that. The Texas Rangers are having a mirrored type season that the Royals are, right? They're a top pitching team, even better than the Royals, and they're not hitting. And they have a bunch of players like Corey Seager and Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia that aren't hitting either. So, you know, that's why we play 162 games, and that's why it's streaky. You know, I think the bottom line, you have to take a deep breath and you have to say, where are we in the standings? And the reality is you're 2.5 games out of the wild card spot, right? You're 11.5 behind Detroit. It's going to be tough to catch Detroit because they have a better team. So, but in terms of wild card, you got a whole bunch of American League teams bunched in. So I don't think you give up. I just think you keep grinding. If your guys get hot, I mean, even if you won 5 in a row, you'd be sitting there right now at, what, 40-38? I mean, it's pretty easy to quickly get hot. I know it's tough to watch it every night. Someone like yourself, Carrington, that's covering it on a nightly basis, and you're watching this offense not do it, it can be frustrating. I totally get it. But you have to ask yourself if you believe in the core, and I think it's hard to not believe in Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez. And I think Michael Garcia is a good player. I think Jonathan India is a better player than what we've seen. And if Caglione all of a sudden gets hot and does what he does in the minor leagues, I mean, you could see how quickly even what you have gets turned around. And maybe it just takes one trade. Maybe it's a trade to get a big bat that all of a sudden takes the pressure off of everyone else, puts a charge in the clubhouse, and then boom, everyone starts to go. But the good news is you got the pitching and the defense, both starters and bullpen, to stay in this thing the whole way with a chance. So got to find a way to get your guys going, and you got to, you know, look really hard at the trade front to see if there's offense you can pick up somewhere.
Right now we're talking to Jim Bowden. He is with SiriusXM. He's a former Major League Baseball general manager. You've mentioned the possibility of the Royals going out there and kind of putting a package together to kind of bolster the offense. That's a talk that we have certainly had here. What are you kind of looking at that could potentially be available? There's not a lot of teams that are out of it, so to speak. So I think there's going to be a handful of teams that are looking. I don't know how many teams are going to be selling off pieces here as we get closer to the deadline.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, because we're going to have to wait, you know, we're going to have to wait 5 weeks until we get after the All-Star game and closer to the deadline, because the teams that have the bats to sell, you know, basically right now are still buyers, right? The Baltimore Orioles are still buyers, and they've got Ryan O'Hearn that would be a difference maker in your lineup as an example. You know, I think if you look at the other teams like the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, they're going to potentially have Eugenio Suarez available, which he's got, what, 21 home runs. Right now they're still going for it. But, you know, I think we have to look at this thing again that when you get down to the end of July to see what other teams are going to sit there and sell. But the other thing that you can do is you can dangle one of your top catching prospects. And I know you don't want to do it. I get it. But Blake Mitchell, Carter Jensen, you know, they have significant trade value. And there's a lot of teams looking for catching. For example, the Tampa Bay Rays' number one goal at the trade deadline is to get a long-term catcher. Well, you guys have two you can offer them if they want one of the two. And they're both legit top-type prospects. And it's possible they would be willing to offer one of their bats off their major league club to be able to get their long-term solution to catcher. So it doesn't always have to be waiting for buyers and sellers. It can be contender and contender. So I think that's what you have to look at. But there's going to be guys dealt. I mean, Lewis Robert Jr. of the White Sox is going to be traded at some point. And I know he's had a down year. He's hitting under 202, but he's 2 years removed from 38 homers and 20 steals. And a change of scenery certainly would give him a boost. So, again, I think patience is what you have to do. I you know, the Rafael Devers trade was an exception to the rule. We're not going to see a lot of those. But by the time you get to the end of July and we get close to the trade deadline, there will be bats available, and the Royals have to be sitting there and doing their homework and being aggressive to try to find it and be willing to use the farm system and trading one of those catchers to go get the bat they need.
I'm looking at Seth Lugo's contract. After this season, he has a player option. I don't think he'll opt into that. Maybe he'll try to play free agency and try to get himself some more guaranteed dollars. Is he a player from a Royal sense that you'd be very interested in moving? Because it sounds like you'd be kind of, I don't want to say all in, but you certainly would be in favor of making a move to try to go grab one of those wild card spots. Meanwhile, you have this player in Seth Lugo who could certainly get you something back, but is obviously going to take away from your rotation. How do you handle Seth Lugo as we are 4 or 5 weeks away from the deadline?
I'll readdress it on July 28th. But if I'm still 2.5 games out on July 28th, I'm going for it. That's it. I want to try to win for the Royals fans. And if you get back into October baseball where anything can happen, and if Reagans can get healthy and you're sitting there with Bubich and Lugo and Walker and Cameron, I mean, you got the pitching to run the table if you score enough runs. So there's a pathway there, and there's a pathway with some of the, you know, as we talked about, some of the hitters that are there should be doing better, you know. And I know, you know, I have Matt Quatrero, the manager of the Royals, on my show at 11 a.m. Eastern every Sunday, and I know he bristles if I bring up, do you need to make a hitting coach change? And I understand that, right? It's he's loyal to his group, and I get that, but we do have to kind of look at this and try to figure out, why do we have so many hitters that aren't living up to their accustomed level and the expectations the Royals have, while JJ is sitting there trying to see what other bat they can bring in? So it's kind of a twofold problem that they need to address, but there's talent there. You're 2.5 games out. I'm not selling Lugo in June, and I'm not selling him at the All-Star game. Let's see how we play it at the end of July. And look, if they go the other direction and they start to drop out of it, then sure, you got to consider selling. Selling to the point of, hey, can we get someone to help us win in 26, 27, and 28? But this team, to me, you know, when I look at the other potential playoff teams, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners and the Rangers and the Guardians and the Twins and the Red Sox, they're all bunched together. So whoever gets hot are the teams that are going to get there. But the Royals are in that conversation with all those teams I just mentioned.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, does great work with SiriusXM. Last thing here, Jim, and we appreciate your time. You mentioned it a bit earlier about Jack Caglione. He is currently hitting He is hitting .213 with a .229 on base percentage. He has played 12 games. He has yet to hit a home run in a Royals uniform. What are you seeing from him right now? I don't think it should be that surprising that he's off to a little bit of a slow start. We're talking about a guy who played, what, 60 games down in the minors, a guy who was just in the College World Series last year. There was always going to be some adjustment. What are you seeing from him early on in his first handful of games?
I'm seeing a rookie player that's seeing major league pitching for the first time in his life, and he's seeing it every pitch, every inning. That's what he's seeing, and he's never seen it before. And so it's an adjustment, and you have to adjust. If you remember when Aaron Judge was first brought up by the New York Yankees, that first year, he struck out 50% of the time. I'm not exaggerating. It was 50% of the time and hit under 200. That's what he did. And the next year, he took off. Mike Trout did not hit his first cup of coffee in the big leagues with the Los Angeles Angels. So a rookie will be a rookie will be a rookie. That being said, we've seen Caglione hit a lot of balls really hard right at people. So sometimes you look at the numbers and they're a little bit deceiving. When he gets hot, watch out. You know, he was dead. He was so hot when he was brought up. And then all of a sudden, you know, he was used to, you know, success. He's never failed in his life. This is the first time he's ever failed, but it's a small sample size. And again, he's going to get hot, just like Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get hot. And he's going to do serious damage. I said this a year ago when the Royals drafted him. I said he's Matt Olson. That's who he is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At the plate, he's Matt Olson. So you go look up at the damage Matt Olson did in his career, both in Oakland and Atlanta. That is exactly what Jack's going to be. He's going to be 30 home runs. He'll hit 40 home runs 1 year. Like he's that good. Be patient. Let him go. He'll get going. Just going to take time. And when he does, watch out.
And that is Jim Bowden joining us on the show today. He is a former Major League Baseball general manager with the Reds. He also does great work for SiriusXM covering baseball. Jim, great stuff. You know what? Royals fans needed this bit of optimism. Royals fans have been down. The Royals lost every game of a homestand last week, so they needed somebody like you today to come on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Carrington. I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.